Jay Rodriguez is here to talk about the Richmond Hermit Aid Foundation's Help Us On The Way Gala that takes place on August 21st and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Jay.
Hey, how's it going?
Tell us about the Richmond Hermit Aid Foundation.
They have been, I hate to say in business, but I will say they've been at it for really a really long time now in San Francisco. And the story is, as it goes, two mothers basically lost their kids to AIDS, and they came together many, many moons ago at the height of the AIDS crisis. And now there's this great foundation that really steps in and fills the gap in San Francisco where people might need help for really basic necessities that are associated with the illness. And they have done some incredible work in terms of fundraising via concerts, via events. The most recent one was something slightly out of the box for the foundation. They did do Broadway Bears, which is a big charity burlesque show that started with the same principles back in New York, I think almost 30 years ago. So it's really, really been great to see the evolution as long as I've been involved, which I started doing, I believe, my first event with them was Help Is On The Way, which is the concert I'm going back to in a week and a half. And they've really just put on great productions, and all the money goes to the foundation, which now has expanded where they do just beyond just HIV AIDS work. Now they also tackle issues of, LGBT homelessness and other things that affect our community. And I think they even, do things that help people who aren't necessarily directly in our community. We've gotten to a place with HIV AIDS where it's somewhat more manageable now, and the demand for something isn't as great as it used to be, but, it is still plaguing our community with new infections on the rise and medical prescription drugs being so high. So the work they do is super important. That's essentially the Richmond Hermit Aid Foundation that has really been there for the community in San Francisco for a long time, and I'm happy to help out.
How did you get involved?
Yeah, they're so good about reaching out to people who work in the entertainment industry. I got involved via Michael Orland. People know him from being the rehearsal pianist for American Idol. He would always be in the room. The contestant would try out their song on the piano. He's a piano player. And when I moved to L.A. 10 years ago, he was the director on the singing TV show I was on called Celebrity Duet. So Michael brought me in, and he's musical directing again this time, and he's such a musical genius. So I actually have a rehearsal with him today. I'm going to get the opportunity to do a great concert evening with other artists and everyone's kind of coming together for a really musical, fun night that also is for a great cause.
Tell us about the Help Is On The Way Gala event on August 21st.
The Help Is On The Way Gala feels like something you could only experience in New York. It's a great concert series that basically comes together to, raise money for the foundation, but also you feel like you're getting something special. It's a concert where, it's a mix-up of a lot of different people. You really wouldn't ever see all these people on the same bill. It's not common to get all of us in the same room, and it's kind of it's a great thing, and that's why I like being a part of it, because it is such a interesting, different show. It actually just feels like a lot of the big benefits that I used to do in New York. I'm super excited about it. I think it's a great organization, and this night is so special because, like I said, it's basically highlighting idols and icons throughout musical history. I think as it stands right now, I'm doing a Michael Jackson song, which don't know when I would be able to do that. So it's a really fun one, and they get such different types of talent for the show.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
It's so interesting. My phone blew up the other night because Bill Maher had referenced Queer Eye as being one of the key shows that really subtly moved society towards visually getting to know a group of gay people they thought as friends, and therefore breaking down some barriers and helping society shift to a more tolerant place. And that was 13 years ago we began that show. My first job was in Rent. At a time where the show was the hottest ticket in town, it was our generation's house, if you will. And because of that, I played a positive character. So I was thrust onto the scene and speaking up weekly in the show, collecting money for Broadway Cares Equity Fight Aid, really understanding the needs of our community at that time, where HIV medication was starting to become more advanced. I personally lost my aunt and my cousin when I was 16 years old and I was in high school, and then 2 years later playing a positive character. I've really kind of made myself say yes to almost everything that I've ever been asked to do related to HIV and AIDS fundraising efforts, because I think it's so important. And outside of that, Queer Eye then thrust me into sort of a much more broader political platform with so many of the issues that affect our community. Anytime I'm working in any way publicly or there's an interview, immediately I'm being asked about that hot topic, hot button LGBT issue. And whatever you say, you really do got to stand behind. And I'm lucky to have a bit of a platform where I get to voice my opinion, hopefully influencing others toward being more kind to each other, but also raising awareness for issues that people even within our community don't know that other people in our community are still facing. So my commitment to activism in the community has always been twofold. One, about raising awareness, but two, about getting my hands dirty and getting in there and really participating in physically affecting change, whether that's, you know, creating my own fundraisers, being a part of others, really putting not just my name on a poster, but getting involved in a more tactile way.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
Interestingly enough, I have a friend who's been in the public eye for a long time. He's neither confirmed nor denied his sexuality. And that was shocking to me, and it kind of goes to this question. He's about to come out publicly, but it's been a minute since he was on in the public eye in a major way, but for a while he really was. And to hear him have the same anxiety and fears and nerves about coming out in 2016, it's scary and shocking to me because, I mean, I didn't have that luxury. I soft came out when I was 18 and rent, did that for 5 years. And then when Queer Eye came along, I had no choice. I thought I was just getting a check on a little cable station no one would watch, with the word queer in it. And then all of a sudden, I was globally known for being, you know, gay. So in the next 10 years, I hope that we get to a place as a society where our political leaders will respect us, or at least look at us and understand that we demand respect and will settle as a united community for nothing less than equal rights. That's my hope, so that I don't have to have hour-long conversations with my grown-ass friend about the shape of coming out and how it could potentially negatively impact him. I don't want to have those conversations because, frankly, for me, it only helped their career, helped them finally be at ease with who they are. Because opening our mouths and speaking up for what we believe in publicly, even if it means it makes people around us slightly uncomfortable, if we ruffle a few feathers, if we continue to stand in our truth in a way that's authentic, I think we're on our way to affecting real, lasting change in the next 10 years.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens continue to take their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
First of all, A, being a kid and being a teenager is hard. Add social media, which is an element we did not have when we were kids, and I can't even come close to understanding it. I host the Dance Moms reunion specials for Lifetime, and so I'm constantly around teenage kids and seeing their social media and how publicly people can negatively say things to each other. I rarely get anything negative sent to me, and I'm a grown-up, and at the times I have, it's affected me. So I can't even imagine if you're a teen, which is hard. You're growing up with social media, which is hard. And then you find yourself somewhere on the LGBTQA spectrum. It can't be easy. But what we have now, we've got people standing up for the community, and there are straight gay alliances forming up in many different high schools. There's LGBT programs for LGBT youth. So for these kids who feel alone, you certainly are not. Know that these teenage years will pass. You'll look back and have a lot of regret, mostly about your hair and what you wore, but the truth is your life will get better.
How can people get information about Richmond Ehrman AIDS Foundation and also the Help Is On The Way Gala on August 21st?
The website is reef-sf.org, and that's spelled reaf-sf.org. That'll take you to the Richmond Ehrman AIDS Foundation website. And on there you can see the show Help Is On The Way on the red carpet, Idols and Icons. It lists all of the confirmed celebrities that will be performing. We have everyone from Sally Struthers to Kimberly Locke, LaToya London, Donna McClatchy from A Chorus Line, everyone knows her from, Constantine Morales. He obviously, people know him from American Idol, but he's toured on many shows, from Jekyll and Hyde. He's now on the road with Beautiful. Jake Simpson, a lot of people know him from Star Search. He's just great. We've got a Dame Edna impersonator who's hilarious. She has an award-winning cabaret series, which is just not to be missed. So there's a lot of really, really great talent, and you can find that at the website. And again, you know, they're so great for providing resources and services for those with HIV and hunger programs and support for homeless and disenfranchised youth. I mean, they really do it all over there.
What other projects are you working on?
I did my cabaret act, which is called Tales from an Aging Twink, which was hilarious and super fun, and I love doing it. And I have to still do it in San Francisco, working on that. I did a couple episodes of Dance Moms. The next one will air September 6th on Lifetime. I host Girl Talk, which is basically a reunion special for the cast of the show, the girls. And I was on The Bold and the Beautiful this year. I'm trying to think what else I can share. I have a film that has been playing the LGBT film fest circuit, and the film is called Kiss Me, Kill Me. You can see the trailer and when it's going to be in a city near you at kissmekillme.com or just Google Kiss Me Kill Me Film. Also have a film coming out hopefully this fall. I mean, they're cutting together the trailer. It's called Hospice, where I play, wait for it, a straight guy in sort of an action movie. And it was kind of fun to do something that involved holding something I never thought I'd hold, a gun. Excited to be starring in Fire and Stella. It's a play that was done on Broadway, starring Michael Urie. And Michael Urie, most people know from playing Vanessa Williams' assistant on Ugly Betty. It's a great piece. It's a hilarious one-person play. The premise is based in truth, which is that Barbara Streisand wrote a design book, and in the design book she reveals that she had a mall built underneath her home to store all the things she's accumulated all over the world. So there's like a doll shop, there's like a candy shop, that kind of thing. It's all kind of like a French market. And the premise is, what if she hired someone to work in that mall? And what would that look like? And so I will be taking on that challenge of memorizing that 45-page, one-person play. I'm actually starting rehearsal in September. We open, I believe, October 5th at the Falcon Theater in Los Angeles. And I'm super looking forward to that. That's kind of what's on the docket for right now. But of course, I'm always creating programming. I got the opportunity to co-create and co-executive produce a series for Logo a couple of years back called Bad Sex, which revolves around sex therapy. And so with that, I've kind of moved forward into the scripted foray, and I have a scripted series that's in development and a non-scripted series that I'm attached to. So it's interesting in this industry. You're constantly taking meetings or pitching or auditioning or shooting or working. But at the end of the day, you know, the stage and performing is certainly a big passion. So when I get opportunities to do shows like Help Is On The Way, where I get to reintroduce myself as a singer, it's A, kind of hilarious for the audience because they have this moment of, wait a minute, what? When did he become a good singer? It's like, oh, that's how I started. So I hope to see everyone on the 21st. It's going to be a great evening, and if you want to connect with me, the probably best way is to find my Facebook fan page. It has a little blue check mark next to my name, Jay Rodriguez, and I stay pretty active on there. It's probably the best way to stay connected and find out all things Jay.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I find myself refocusing. You know when you're having one of those days, and I'm going to make it super practical so it's not too, like, spacey or heady. You know those days which are getting the better of you, falling behind, nothing is going right. I often stop myself, and I don't know how this began, but I just keep repeating, what am I doing, what am I doing, what am I doing? And what it does for me is say, what do I need to be doing right now in this moment, not what's going to happen tomorrow, not what's happening next week, not what's going to not get done. You know, what can I do right now in this moment? How can I prioritize how important this is? Do I need to be this anxious? And so for me, I'm always thinking, what am I doing? What are my actions in this moment that can help me navigate through and make me feel better or get me to a place where I feel in control again? Because I feel like my biggest issue is working in an industry where everything is so quick, everything is so unpredictable, that you often feel like you sometimes lose your control, like your personal control of where things are heading in your life. And so I have to slow myself down and say, what am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? And for me, that's always just a way to redirect and figure out what it is I need and or want to be doing, and then start doing that.